Bobby, good morning.
Good morning.
Doing all right?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
We're doing well, and I know you guys are getting ready for Ole Miss, and really the big question right now, the health of Chris Nixon. Can you give us any update?
No, I can't. You know, we'll get a report about 9 o'clock this morning and an evaluation on his chances of playing. But, you know, in the meantime, we're just concentrating on the game plan. Players had a day off, and that gives the coaches all day to work on the game plan, and we'll get with them as they come in for the meetings. But until we get a report from Tom Bossing, our trainer, we won't know.
So we can expect a call at, say, what, 9:06 for an update?
Give me a call. It's on my cell. 555.
Yeah, I know.
555 gold. Right. We'll give you a call. But at least you got to feel like you got some good experience with your backups, McKenzie Adams, and also Kovalchuk.
Yeah, we got some good players there, and I think McKenzie, if he gets the reps in practice that the starter gets, you know, if we have to go in that direction, he'll be a very effective player for us. And he's mobile like Chris. He's got a good arm. He's a competitor, and you know, I've always liked McKenzie and liked the way he plays.
Bobby, had a chance to go to the game, and then actually on Sunday, you know, watch the game. So one of the questions I have for you, and I know that you've got to sort of tread lightly on this, the punt that was nullified by the penalty, was it my understanding that the reason why you were upset is that the refs had to huddle over a face mask call?
The refs said what?
That the refs actually had to huddle to decide whether there was a face mask penalty. Was that the frustrating part of that whole thing?
No, the frustrating part is I was actually watching, you know, those two particular players. It was just sort of coincidence that I was, you know, because he was a big important factor on our punt return, is try to get that player blocked. And, you know, in my opinion, what I saw was entirely different than what the referee saw. But, you know, I don't have the flag and I don't have the decision to make that call. But it was just totally different from what I saw.
How deflating were those plays to your team when you look back?
Well, obviously, I mean, you know, that's human nature. You know, you get a good pass on the very first play. We thought we could go deep. And, I've seen that scenario 1,000 times in college football where two guys go up and battle and nothing's called. But, you know, they called it. That's fine. We just got to go back and do it. And then, you know, I saw something different. But, you know, it's deflating, but you ought to be able to overcome that. And we didn't do a very good job of doing that. And we let a couple things affect us the rest of the day, and then compound that with Chris's injury and the fact that, you know, it wasn't as bad as he thought. We thought at the first, and he kept playing and probably should have made a change earlier because he was not effective.
After you saw Bama's punt return on the game tape, were you doing push-ups? I mean, that has to really drive you crazy when you see missed tackles like that, huh?
Sure. You know, we're doing a little rugby punting this year, and, you know, because people did it against us, it was just hard to feel the ball and get any kind of organized return. And we did it exactly what we wanted to do. We kicked it over there, and we were right there when he tried to pick it up, and, you know, we just went head first over our feet. And then another missed tackle, and then we thought we had him pinned in there, and too many people were on that side of the hash and didn't contain. So, you know, give him credit. He outran us.
Coach, when you look at the quarterback play, when you watched it on tape, were you disappointed that, you know, he didn't come out and play well, expecting him, you know, from past performances to go out there and play well? And then when you watched him on tape, was it something just footwork deals? Was there something wrong with his technique, or was it just blatant, inaccuracy?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think he got hurt on the third play of the game after we had the penalty on the long pass. He came and scrambled on the third play and got racked right in front of our bench and, you know, tried to play through pain just like you ask every player to do it. And I think it was affecting him. But, you know, Chris wasn't totally ineffective. I mean, he let us down to, you know, a field goal and, you know, made a couple good throws to Justin Green inside and one to Earl across the middle. you know, he wasn't totally ineffective. He was just not as good as we needed to have him.
Coach, second half, you know, Alabama was pounding you with the run game. You consider calling a timeout at some point to just try to, you know, stop things a little bit, or you just kind of keep hoping your defense is going to stop them and you can save the timeouts for the end if you might need them?
Well, we were trying to save them in case we got things going and had a chance to, you know, we were just two touchdowns down, and if you get one, you got a chance for an onside kick and, you know, try to force them punting with a little time run off the clock if you got your three timeouts. But you know, it's always a choice you make, and we made that choice.
When you talk about onside kick, how much does the difference in the 5 yards change things, you know, your thinking on the onside kick, using that or not using it?
Well, we're going to only use an onside kick probably if we're in a desperate situation. And whether you're, you know, at that point, you either got to get it to have a chance to win, or if they get it on the 50 or the 40 or the 35, it doesn't matter. You know, if they've got it, they're going to probably win the game.
I know, Bobby, in your mind, they all count the same. But if you look at it from a perspective of a team that really, you know, thinks it has a chance for a bowl, you know, this game is pretty important this week. You know, talk about turning the page. And I know the guys had to be disappointed, the big crowd, the big buildup to the Alabama game, and now they got to focus ahead to Ole Miss.
Well, you know, that's what college football is all about. You play 12 games, and very few teams win them all. I mean, we weren't playing a bunch of chumps. I mean, Alabama's a fairly good football team. I'm not saying they're great. But, you know, you got to play well to whip them. And we didn't play well enough to do that. And we just got to go back to doing what we do. And that means getting better in fundamentals, execution, and all those things that we didn't quite do well enough to have a chance to win this game.
And I guess stopping the run is job one when you talk about Ole Miss, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, he's got more names than all of y'all put together.
We call him the hyphen.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, he had, I think, 230 yards or something like that, and his longest run was 34 yards. So you can see he's a workhorse. And they give it to him. Even when they were behind, he started to bring them back and get them back in the game. And they had a chance to get close at the end. But he's certainly a force. And, you know, we played him pretty well last year, except for maybe one play. And, you know, we got to eliminate that one play and get in there and fight him. Because if you don't fight him, he's going to run over you.
I asked you about this in the press conference yesterday. How much of a problem is Michael Orr on that offensive line for Ole Miss? Because, you know, watching him, and I'm not any expert on offensive linemen, but he's about as good as it gets in this league.
He's excellent. And, you know, they like to run behind him, and you can see why. And he covers people up and, you know, just sort of engulfs them there. And the hyphen makes them. Thanks, Mark, for that thing.
Put
there.
That on your depth chart.
Yeah, use it whenever you want.
The hyphen, you know, makes a cut right off of that. And, you know, sometimes the defensive lineman can't even see the guy coming because he's covered up by Michael Orr. And he's a good player.
Was Rashard Lankford able to do more this past week than maybe you thought he was in the Alabama game?
He played well. You know, you ask people to step up and play when they're hurting a little bit. He had two cracked ribs. And made a big interception and got us in a situation where we should have scored, but we didn't. But he answered the bell.
And also Marcus Buggs did, too. I thought he had one of his best games.
He did. He did a good job of rushing the passer. He did a good job against the run and also in pass drops. So, you know, Marcus is just a heady player. One time he was on a blitz, and, you know, most people want to kill that quarterback and just keep going. He saw the felt out the screen, stopped, and went over there and made a big play for about a half a yard gain.
Coach, I wanted to ask you this. You know, I don't know how far you can go with this answer, but how disappointing is it when you get a game like that at Alabama and you're seeing, you know, two-thirds of the stadium kind of with Alabama fans? Does that kind of personally kind of hit you or just another thing to kind of overcome and try to block out?
Well, we got to overcome it. I don't want to block it out. I want everybody to be aware of it. You know, so, you know, but you can't go over there and scold our fans who are in the in the stadium who are wanting us to win. So, you know, you just put it behind you and go out there and play your best, and hopefully, you know, we'll gain a few fans if we play well, and we just got to keep doing that and getting better. If our program gets better, we'll get more people in there.
Bobby, the thought was at Ole Miss that they were just going to have to tread water for a year at quarterback and wait for Jevon Snead, the transfer from Texas, but Seth Adams has really stepped in, very impressive last week against Missouri.
He sure was. I was, you know, I was watching a film and I said, how'd they come back from this deficit? And he stood in there tall and he stood in there tough and he threw some passes when they were rushing him all day. And I was very impressed. He's a big guy. He's 6'4", 225 pounds, and he just doesn't get rattled. And he gives them the compliment they needed for the rushing from the hyphen.
Well, no hyphen in this guy's name. It's just simply Bobby Johnson, and he joins us each Tuesday morning. We appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
Enjoyed it, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Bobby.
You.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye.